Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nikki Terry, Vice President of Homeownership for Wealth Watchers Incorporated, a HUD-certified and community organization. Wealth Watchers offers free and confidential mortgage checkups to homeowners in our community. All homeowners, regardless of income and past payment history, should contact Wealth Watchers to register and complete an application. A complete application and mortgage checkup includes 1 month of pay stubs or income, 2 months of bank statements, a utility bill, your most recent mortgage statement, and your most recent tax returns. Learn about mortgage payment assistance, mortgage modifications, and additional homestead exemptions that you may be eligible for. Contact Wealth Watchers at 904-265-4736. Once again, 904-265-4736. Wealth Watchers, building wealth for future generations.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Nikki Terry, your host on Blog Talk Channel, Are You House Ready? Duval, USA. And welcome to our special broadcast today as we kick off in observance of NeighborWorks Week, June 6th through June 13th, a celebration of community building and the partners who make it possible. Our guest host today is none other than the provocative and orchestrator of change, Ed Gaston, founder and CEO of Wealth Watchers, and joining us to provide firsthand knowledge on growing an ideal to a business is franchisee guru, African-American-owned, self-made millionaire, Duval Zone, Northside, Sherwood Forest neighborhood, our very own Mark Joy, founder and CEO of Joy Enterprises. I just want to extend a warm welcome to both of you today on our channel.
Oh, good. Thank you for inviting us, and I look forward to working and talking to you guys today.
That's Mark Joy. Same here, Monique.
Welcome, guys. You know, this is particularly exciting as we're talking about NeighborWorks Week and community building every day. And to this particular format today, we're going to make it really easy, and we want our listeners to join in with us and callers who we already have in studio waiting for answers. Text those questions that I'm sure are very prevalent on their mind when it comes to small business. You just need to press #1 on your phone, and that will unmute your mic, and we'll have you right into the studio to ask those questions. And we'll just get started and turn it over to Ed.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, Nikki, one thing that I like to talk about is how communities are more than just housing. I know that's one of our main components. But we also understand that in order for a community to really thrive, you must be able to touch on a lot of different areas. Some people know them as power clusters. That means you have housing, you have entertainment, you have luxury, you have shopping, you have food. And in order to have all of those things in place in a community, we have to talk on a lot of subjects. The subject today is small business. And I was really happy when you told me that you would be able to get Mark Joy on the line because, again, he's someone that we can touch. You know, you hear about people that have excelled in business, and a lot of times you can't really put your finger on him. But with him, since he's homegrown, here's a person that we actually knew, that you knew growing up, that you've seen, you've watched how he went up the ranks, and now he's in a position to actually make a difference and educate us. So I'm just happy to be on the same program with Mark Joy today. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing good, Ed. How about yourself?
Good, good. Well, can you share with us, I'm a business person, and most point, I got my background from the banking side. So I had to understand a lot of different businesses. So can you tell us a little bit about how did you decide to make a run up the business ownership ladder?
Well, Ed, the biggest thing is that I made a lot of decisions when I was young about what I wanted to be, and didn't want to be a doctor, preacher, that kind of thing. So I decided that, you know, I want to be a millionaire, and I began to study and decide what vehicle I would use to accomplish my goal. But the reason why I decided to go in that direction is I wanted the freedom to be able to take a vacation, to be able to spend time with family. Also, Ed, just to be able to have the freedom and not be constrained to a 9-to-5.
And, Mark, how did you make that first jump? It may have been a step. It may have been a lot of different steps. But we understand you can't just wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I'm a business owner or I'm a franchise owner. What made you decide on the first franchise, and how did you accumulate the dollars to make that step or that jump?
Well, what I always tell people, to acquire something else, most of the time you have to let something else go. So I decided to quit my job with Goodyear as 13 years. And from there, I studied. I studied what I wanted to do. And I spent 6 months just having all type of products and different things flown in for me to sample. And, you know, of course, it's been, Ed, almost 30 years ago, actually before the computer came out. So I had my typewriter, that kind of thing, and did a lot of study. And, you know, for those of you that are married, you know, your wife or your significant other really need to buy in to make it successful. So as I was looking and trying to decide what I wanted to do, and before I go there, let me back up a minute. So I had to decide what type of business I wanted to do. So I looked at mom and pop, where you start your own business from scratch, and the failure rate was 50%. At that time, when I looked at franchising, the failure rate was only 5%. So therefore, it was a no-brainer. I was looking for a franchise to purchase. So as I began to specifically look for franchises, and I traveled all over the Southeast, I talked to Chamber of Commerce and actually went into different franchises, talked to owners and employees, and trying to decide what franchise I wanted to purchase. So my son came home one day from football and said, Dad, there's this new franchise called Subway. You got to check it out. It's, you know, good. The food is good. It's healthy. And so one Saturday, normally with our family time, we decided to go to Subway. So my wife and I, we took a look at the operation. It was our first time actually going into Subway. And, you know, my wife, she's very conservative. And so I, that time, kind of weighed in heavily on her opinion because I really needed her buy-in. So when we looked at Subway, I said, okay, it seems like a simple operation. And my wife, she said, yeah, I think I wouldn't mind owning a Subway. And that was it. Subway was my pick. I had challenges at that point trying to secure a location. Back then, Subway was, it was hard to get in, for lack of a better word. At that time, I was staying in Daytona Beach, Florida. I was calling the development agent. I was already approved, that kind of thing.
Wait, Mark, that's some good information. I know it's been a lot of years, but you can't just loll over that. You said it was hard to get in, and you said 13 years at Goodyear. So I'm taking that those 13 years at Goodyear were good to you. You were able to save some dollars in order to make that transition. Is that correct?
Yes, Ed, I was.
And you had the buy-in of the wife. So I see that that's real important. And sounds like you had the buy-in of the son, too. So it was a family decision.
Yes, it was, Ed.
Okay. And when we talk about hard to get into, Kent, tell me a little bit more about that. I do want to know that it, you know, it wasn't just an easy step for you. You actually had to put in some extra work.
Well, yes, I did, because in any small business, location is everything. So after calling the development agent with Subway several times and said I had no openings in Daytona, finally she said, okay, I have a location in Crescent City. Back then, Crescent City, Florida was a one red light town, and I decided not to go there because a lot of time on your first investment, you're using all of your money, your mama money, your friend's money, everybody's money. So therefore, you want to make sure that you have a good location and your probability for success is insured. So from there, Ed, I went traveling. I went looking all around the U.S. for a subway location. But the hardest thing was to go home and tell my wife that, look, there's nothing available in Daytona, and we may have to move. I'll never forget this. She said, okay, Mark, I'll go wherever you want me to go. So that being said, I found a location way up in Eufaula, Alabama. And a little humor behind it, when I told my mom and my grandmother I was moving to Alabama, they said, oh, no, son, there are races up there. You're not going to Alabama.
Well, we were happy to have you. I'm glad I'm hearing this whole story because you know I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. And, hey, Alabama, I understand. But the number of years ago, yes, I totally understand.
Yeah, Alabama back then, of course, Ed, you know, had a big stigma. But, of course, I talked Mom and the Grandma in to at least come and look. So I never forget this day, and I got to tell you, you kind of got me going down memory lane a little bit. So we got in her electric 225, me, her, my wife, kids, Grandma. We went to this guy's office that wanted to sell Subway. And real nice, he was an attorney. And he had quite a few. So we decided to buy his Subway. When I saw it, Ed, it was a freestanding Subway building, and it looked like a Burger King. And I was real excited about that specific location. So we kind of made the deal, and I guess from there, Ed, I can, you know, probably go into a little bit of financing, but just want to pause and see if you have any questions so far, Ed.
That's exactly what I wanted to know. It's delivering the real deal to people so that they can understand this is not something that you just wake up and do. 13 years of hard work at Goodyear, saving up money, getting the buy-in from your family because everybody's pitching in not only dollars, but, hey, here's the keys to the electric 225 to get you up there and relocation. So it's here are the real steps that you had to take. Now, yes, I do want to talk a little bit about the financing. I know that you had to actually invest cash. Am I correct?
Absolutely, Ed. Cashing in the 401k and the whole nine yards. But one of the things I want to tell our listeners, because a lot of times I'll talk with people from all around the country, and especially people from our neighborhood, the first thing they ask me is that how much money you need. And I always back them up in a corner, and I will tell them first how much of a desire you need. How much passion do you have about what you want to do? Because one of the books and one of the things that have driven me is that you always speak those things that are not as if they were. So my first instinct is to tell them to speak it into existence. Forget the money part, because when you want to be successful, it's going to take long hours. It's going to take dedication. So, therefore, when you're able to put in the work, you'll find the money. If you're that determined and you're going after it, like you've not had a drink of water in 5 days and you just got to have it, let me tell you, you will find the money. But I'm happy to share the financing of my first location. So I cashed in my 401k, and I found this guy in a little city, Eufaula, Alabama. He was willing to finance it, do owner financing. He wanted 50% down, which I had it through my 401k. He also offered to some training, and I did that. So I'll just recap. It was owner financing on my first location. I put 50% down, and I had a credit line. And the reason why you want to have a credit line or another source of income, because there's going to be ups and downs in any business. You're going to have peak periods, and you're going to have low periods. So having that reserve so that you can withstand the first year or two is very, very important. But that's it, a little bit about the financing.
Okay, good. And now, how did your first couple of years go? Were you opening and closing yourself? Or were you putting in those hours yourself to totally learn the business?
Ed, you're taking me too far down memory lane. Absolutely, Ed. I work from open to close. And, you know, one of the things that so many people have to get past is pride. Prior to coming to Subway, I was a Goodyear store manager. Suit and tie every day, that kind of thing. And, you know, I wanted to bring some family members with me, but they wouldn't come because their perception of a restaurant was minimum wage, you got to fix sandwiches. Their pride would not let them do it. So therefore, yes, Ed, it was open to close. Me and my wife and my sons, they worked in it for a little while when we first got started, Ed.
And when did you turn that corner? When did you say, oh, this was the right decision? And you felt that momentum. You felt the dollars start coming in.
Well, Ed, I'm going to give it to our listeners in two steps. Number one, after I had bought my third location, I felt as if I could replace my income at Goodyear. Because anyone starting their own business, the first thing you want to do is to get to a point to where you can replace your income from your previous job. Now, once I did that, after being with Goodyear for 13 years, I realized that quitting my old job, that the sun still shined. So the first few years, Ed, I reinvested in my business. We took home a modest income to live and to pay our bills, but no stacking of cash. It was years. Not until I sold one of my first locations did I start to make real money. And therefore, it took me 10 years. And, you know, I'm going to just say a little bit more because I'm sure you're going to want to pause for just a second. A lot of times I tell folks that it took me 10 years before I made what I'm going to call real money, for lack of a better word. So prior to that, it was blood, sweat, and tears time, Ed.
Okay. Now, Nikki, how does that sound to you? Is that sounds about right? Are you getting any new knowledge here?
This is a wealth of knowledge, and it's really a reality check for all of our small business owners and potential small business owners and emerging small businesses that it's not automatic gratification. It doesn't happen instantaneously. Mark gave great insight and information on it's a causal effect. You know, first we have to understand the situation that we're in before we want to realize the dream of owning our business. And the dream is important, but preparation, sacrifice also comes with that formula. And we're going to take a pause and a break right now and come back with Mark Joy, CEO of Joy Enterprises, franchisee owner, Millionaire Club on Are You House Ready Duval, USA. Stay with us. Thank you.
Hi, this is Nikki Terry, Vice President of Homeownership for Wealth Watchers Incorporated, a HUD-certified and community organization. Wealth Watchers offers free and confidential mortgage checkups to homeowners in our community. All homeowners, regardless of income and past payment history, should contact Wealth Watchers to register and complete an application. A complete application and mortgage checkup includes 1 month of pay stubs or income, 2 months of bank statements, a utility bill, your most recent mortgage statement, and your most recent tax returns. Learn about mortgage payment assistance, mortgage modifications, and additional homestead exemptions that you may be eligible for. Contact Wealth Watchers at 904-265-4736. Once again, 904-265-4736. Wealth Watchers, building wealth for future generations.
And we're back for Are You House Ready? Duval, USA, with our special edition on kicking off NeighborWorks Week, June 6th to June 13th, Community Building Every Day, with our special guest host, Ed Gaston, and our special guest, Mark Joy, in the studio today. We are going to go ahead and take some questions from our audience. Just press pound one and ask the questions to our host and our special guest that you have today. Do we have listeners on the line? Go ahead. We're going to go ahead as we get our listening audiences, get their technology together to ask the questions. I'm going to move forward with Mark Joy and Ed Gaston and our final commentary.
Okay, Mark. Let's go ahead and finish this up. You gave us a lot of good information. Again, I want you to be able to just, number one, please tell people, you know, you're from Jacksonville. This is not made up. You can send a shout out to a couple of your people.
Ed, one of the things I was telling Monique, you know, AKA Nikki Terry, that I'm pretty authentic. I went to a year and a half of college starting out, and Goodyear started really, really promoting me and that kind of thing, and many, many plane miles of training, management training, that kind of stuff. All of that helped prepare me for owning my own business. As a matter of fact, when I worked for Subway, for Goodyear, Goodyear really prepared me as a store manager to own my own business. Yeah, I'm straight out from Sherwood Forest, you know, grown there, stayed, you know, grew up there most of my life. I moved to Daytona, and now in Eufaula, Alabama. Not any real shout-outs, you know, maybe just to the Sherwood Forest folks that we grew up with, like Reggie Todd and Monique Terry and, you know, a few of the other ones. Just elated to be here sharing my story, Ed, because it's, you know, it's easy to make money, you know, for some people, but it's challenging to make a difference. And I really hope that some of the information I shared today, that will help inspire some of the folks from the neighborhood and even from wherever around the country that's actually listening to this broadcast, because it takes a village for all of us to succeed. That's pretty much it, Ed.
Excellent. We appreciate you. And Nikki, thank you so much for identifying Mark and making him available to the listening audience.
We do have a caller on the line who has a question. Ursula, if you'll just press pound one on your phone and ask the question to our special guest, Mark Joy, Joanna Pine.
Hi, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Okay, thank you. My only question is, along with your cash when you bought into your business, into the franchise, were you also eligible to get grants and any type of loans, or did you do it strictly with cash?
I did it strictly with cash. One of the challenges that you'll have, anyone will have starting their first business, most banks won't even talk to you about a loan till after 2-3 years of being established. And, you know, maybe another segment, Ed, could speak to your question a little bit more with the SBA, and there's so many other programs out there, Ursula, that's available. But during my period, I did not have access or chose that route. I've used, you know, personal capital, you know, all the way through. And, of course, once you get established and maintain a good credit record, you know, there's lots of banks that will buy into your idea, but it's tough getting finances specifically for a business when you first start out.
We hope that answers your question, Ursula. More information and resources are available at Wealth Watchers, Ed Gaston, our small business expert, at www.wealthwatchersfl.org. Mark, you also mentioned many resources that are available out there now that weren't available when you started out. So you did have to rely. And, you know, I want to rephrase that. Weren't available to African-American business owners when you started out. So you had to rely on your own personal finances. And let's face it, many of those same resources aren't available to our African-American-owned businesses today. And we experienced that many times during COVID-19 application period of the Paycheck program and the Economic Injury program and the Cry of File in our community because those resources weren't available. And Wealth Watchers really had to step up its pace and initiate it on Helpline to help our small black business owners who aren't as successful at opening those doors that are often closed. And as we wrap up with NeighborWorks Week, community building every day, and this day focusing on small business, we want to thank our special guest, Mark Joy, for joining us, as well as our guest host, Ed Gaston of Wealth Watchers. We'd like you all to keep listening and join us on our next Saturday show as we continue celebrating NeighborWorks Week on Are You House Ready? Duval, USA. Feel free to call, email, or reach us on our website. Hashtag NeighborWorks Week. Thank you for joining. We look forward to seeing you and listening with us on our next topic. Have a great Saturday. Bye-bye.